Good morning. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I want to thank all of you for your support notes and your thank yous and your well wishes. I sure do appreciate it. Well, it's going to be an interesting week. There's no doubt about it. We're not getting a whole lot of economic data. But let me just tell you a little bit about what more and more people are saying. You've heard me say this for a long time. It is probably more true today than it's been, that markets are seldom wrong. And right now, a lot of the analysts are saying that the markets obviously believe that President Trump is going to get reelected, hence the run-up that we've continued to see. I've been saying that for a long time, that markets aren't wrong. And markets would appear as though they definitely have a win in here. Everybody has come to the realization of how wrong the polls are probably going to be. Also, I heard some interesting data early this morning that many believe that the turnout for this election is going to be unprecedented. And that turnout primarily is going to be for President Trump. I sure hope they're right, because we really, really need to have an amazing turnout. This is about, as I've been writing, I wrote an article that was put in Town Hall on Sunday just because of the content, I suspect, of the Bible verses. But so they didn't put it in Friday, they put it in Sunday. It's similar to a little bit of a shorter version that I had in my newsletter. But it is so good to see the last couple of articles that I've written as it relates to how important it is that we vote have gotten amazing coverage by conservative media. And yes, it's singing to the choir, or is it? I don't think it is. I'm hoping that it is motivating the choir not to be complacent. We've got to get out and vote for America, which is a vote for President Trump. We've got to get out and do that. We have been getting some pushback on a couple of things that we are in production of, and it's very interesting to see what's happening. We are not going to compromise the values that are in God's word. There is no way we are going to do that. If we have to drop things that we have started, if we have to drop things that we've spent a lot of money on, then we will do it. Even if it means production in some of these things. And we will regroup and produce it for our own purposes if necessary. So we sure hope that you'll stay tuned to all that we are doing. I'm hoping that we can get some preliminary information out on our retreat. I've decided that we're going to send out an alert to all our partners to see who wants to go to the retreat first before we make it public. It is limited. It is at the Billy Graham Training Center in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. It is a magnificent place. And I will tell you, you will feel a sense of peace there like you maybe have never felt. We're really excited about it. It is also a time that we are going to celebrate, not in any grand fashion, but we are going to celebrate, praise God, for the 25 years he has allowed us to serve the Lord on the radio. So we're excited about that as well. So you'll be seeing that. Anyway, let's just keep watching. We're going to keep watching the markets. I feel pretty good. You know, I know some of you that have stayed in the market have been tried and true. I hope that that has been the case with most of you. You are feeling very, very good right now about your portfolio. I know I am, and I hope that you are. And based on the emails that I've gotten, I suspect a lot of you are. I don't think it's going to diminish much. I really don't. I'm not saying there's not going to be some downticks. There is. I still feel the need for some correction. And we have had some in some of those companies that have needed it the most. And I think what's going to happen is we're going to get very good earnings reports. We're going to see capitalizations of companies growing, getting larger, being bigger. And that makes valuations of their stock come a little bit more in line. So we're going to get kind of a self-correction in the markets, that we're going to see some correction without a huge sell-off. And that will be a very good thing. And certainly the fourth quarter earnings will probably contribute to that in even a greater way. So we'll see what happens. But I feel really good about where we are. I feel good about the things that are on the buy list. I went through them all. I do have about six things that I want to try to add, just waiting for some data tomorrow morning, on some of this. So stay tuned. and stay vigilant about what we are seeing. We'll be with you in a couple of hours. I hope you'll stay with us here at Financial Issues. Thank you as we head into the month, our first month of the year. We're hoping we have a good calendar year finish, but we do know that God will provide. And we thank you all for being a part of the ministry. God bless. We'll see you in a few hours.